everybody. Hello, how are you?
How's
everyone doing today?
Oh, good.
Hello. God. We're just enjoying some of the muffins.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe this. What is this topping? This is something different, though.
A little different.
Yeah.
Normally, I do the blueberry...
Yes.
And the chocolate chip.
But this is a little bit of cinnamon sugar.
A little cinnamon sugar.
Oh.
I don't want to give away my complete recipe.
No, I think there's a little apples in it. Well,
I don't want to give it all away.
Well, I won't tell anybody.
So I want to give it all away. My name is Anita M. Buffum, of course.
And I'm Gina Maria Tolley.
And you know us from Sunday Morning Mimosa.
That's right.
Oh, good.
Can you believe it?
I can't.
Oh, well,
I can't. But this is something different. This is called Pearls of Wisdom.
Pearls of Wisdom. I haven't done one in a long time.
It's been a long time.
Well, you know.
We were so busy with a live show.
Oh, God, and the holidays that came and went.
Oh, God, the holidays.
Oh.
Please, don't even get me started.
No.
Don't get me started on the holidays.
You don't want to know about
mine. Well, because my husband, who's a Jew, which is nothing wrong with it. He celebrates at Chanukah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes.
And we're always, you know, it's 12 days of madness.
Oh, Lord.
And that's where the 12 days of Christmas come from.
Of course.
But I'm glad it's done.
I'm glad it's done.
But you know what? Here we are in February.
Oh, that's it.
And I feel like the holidays were just yesterday. I feel like I'm just getting back on track.
Can you believe this year is flying? Boy.
Well, that's why we went to Boca.
That's right. Oh, God. What a great time we had.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Can we tell people?
Sun out.
Listen, if you're just listening now, if you've never listened to us before, we are showgirls.
That's right. Extraordinaire.
Well, we started 25 years ago.
That's right. And we made our comeback about a year ago.
Well, I think we're still probably working on it a little bit.
True.
But, and then we had our holiday show.
Oh.
But we had to take some time off.
No.
We really did.
I needed that.
I could, God, that holiday show was so strenuous.
Oh, God.
Wasn't it strenuous?
I was having fatigue.
What? Is it a disease? Are you serious?
Well, I went to the doctor. I went to the doctor. Okay, I didn't know what was going on with me.
Dr. Pavlov.
Oh, exactly. Oh, God. Oh, the wonderful Indian man. Oh, God. I'm afraid when he touches me.
Well, I understand.
Well, you know, I'm afraid of where his hands have been.
That's why I don't go to him, but go ahead.
Exactly.
Okay.
But you know what? Then I was trying to ask him what was going on with me. I felt like I was, you know, I don't know if I had some kind of disease or something.
Okay.
And he said that I had something that was just normal.
Okay.
It was just, I was exhausted. My body was just exhausted.
All right.
And so they had a name for it, and it was called fatigue.
Really?
Yes, fatigue. Oh, I didn't know what that was.
I'd never heard of that before.
I know. I had to look it up.
I think I have that, too.
I'm sure you did.
I think I have that,
we
too.
We all had it, I'm sure, after working on that show. Oh, that took a lot out of us.
It really did.
It was quick, too. Quick weeks of crazy shows. And all that. But, you
that
know, and learning a new thing. And God.
Well, really, we started in November.
The end of November.
After around Thanksgiving.
Of course.
Rehearsed for I don't know how long.
Oh, weeks.
And then the middle of December.
It was up.
We went on tour.
Oh, that was it. And I couldn't believe it.
Two nights at the Duplex.
That's right. And I never thought that, I mean, we're not young chickens anymore.
Well,
back in the day, that would have been fine. I mean, we could have done a whole, like, national tour.
Well, we were on vacation, which is what we should talk about.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Yeah.
So we decided, with all this going on, and you had just taken the job.
At Aphrodite Construction and Lumber.
As a secretary.
Oh, God, and they had me working to the bone.
Time.
While I was doing the show, which made me fatigued.
Well, right, so we decided to go to Boca.
That's right.
We love Boca.
Oh,
love
God,
Boca.
And wasn't it fabulous? God.
Well, I convinced my husband, Mr. Buffum, to buy me the condo down there.
Oh, my God. Now, is that a timeshare? Is that actually you bought it?
No, it is an actual condo.
Oh, my goodness.
Mr. Buffum, my second husband.
Yeah.
Well, he's a Jew.
You know.
He bought it for me.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Well, I had told him that's all I wanted for Christmas.
I didn't know that.
Well, in addition to the jewelry.
Well, hello.
But,
on top of everything else.
Hello. So we go down there, and he surprised me with it.
Oh, God.
I know. So,
and that was a beautiful setup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. All the furniture was all laid out. Wonderful.
Well,
you bought it just like that?
Well, no, the plastic didn't come on it.
Well, no.
But it was
you
a
have
set.
To watch out with those condos. You got to watch out.
You do. And then, well, I was fortunate enough. This is my secret. A little household tip for everybody out there.
That's right. Listen up.
Now, I know that sometimes people find the plastic on the furniture unbecoming.
Sometimes.
Which I can see. I can see that.
I can see it.
Now, here's what you do. Here's what you do.
All right.
If you go to, like, what are they called there? Like, the houseware stores. We have Steinway. What is
like
that?
One of those, like, Joann Fabrics?
Well,
more like
a houseware store.
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Bed Bath & Beyond is one of them. I think we have some on Steinway.
I'm sure we do.
But anyway, you can go there and get these really great, like, crochet doily. They look like lace. and you just throw it over the back. You
can
get them in different sizes for the arm of the chair and the back of the chair.
My mother used to do that all the time.
And you can't even tell.
You can't tell.
You can't even
you
tell
can't
that it's
tell.
Covered in plastic.
And it feels homey. It feels homey.
The other wonderful thing about it is, too, that there's a lot of, you know, well, you met Charles and Betty over there.
Oh, yes.
Chuck
your next door neighbors. Well, you call them neighbors when they're the next condo over,
right.
You know. Yes.
Well, they have the grandkids.
Oh,
six of them that come around.
I bet.
Well, and you know me.
Oh,
you know me. I can't resist a child.
Oh, forget it.
Well, because I can't have my own.
Oh, well no.
My,
but it's all right. You know.
Well, I'm barren, which.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it.
I have those.
But you have that impulse. You have that motherly instinct. Oh,
I can't not have it covered.
Well, what happens if someone does a little mistake?
Oh, there you go. Well, look what happened to you on Thanksgiving.
Oh, God.
The table being overturned with your kids.
Oh, forget it.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Well, you don't want to know. Thank God.
I don't want to know.
Thank God all my upholstered dining room table set was all done with the plastic. Can you imagine?
Thank God.
I had to take that Kool-Aid and I had to just wipe it with Windex. Just wipe it with Windex.
Oh, I'm glad you did.
Oh, well,
but anyway, so we go down to Boca for a break from life. Just from life.
Just had to get down there.
Had to do it.
Had to get down there.
Had to do it. And I meant to ask you. Now, are you back at work now?
Well, technically, I'm not back there yet.
Well, because
and
you told me you weren't
knows.
Feeling well. You
I
told
wasn't
me
feeling well.
A little
well,
under the weather.
Apparently, I was in such a shock when, you know, with all the stuff getting together to try to get down there right away.
Well, we did it in a rush.
We did it
in
a rush. I told them that I had boobie cancer in the left breast. And, you know, I did have it at one time in the right breast.
But that was, you had that
but
removed.
But that was a few years ago. So, you know, now that was all taken care of. So now I don't know what to do. I don't know
well,
what
I
to
told
do.
You, you're probably going to have to get the other one removed to make it look believable.
I really hope I don't.
We could tape it down.
Oh, my God. Well, what is Frankie going to do? One's already gone and the other one's his best friend.
Tape it down.
Tape it down.
Tape it down.
That's all.
With
I'll
some
just pretend.
Bandage.
I'll just pretend. Or maybe I'll just say that they had to do a little boy upsy.
There you go.
You know.
Little boy. It was a tiny tumor.
A tiny little tumor. There.
Tumor.
Scrape it out.
There you go.
Just scrape it out like a blackhead.
And you were one of the fortunate ones.
And I was. Thank God.
Well, I mean, it didn't really happen.
It didn't really happen.
If it had happened, you would have been fortunate.
Oh, forget it. Oh,
so
well,
here
I'm hoping I'm rushing it upon myself.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Here we are in Boca.
Oh, and here
fly
we are.
Fly down
in
on JetBlue.
Oh, God.
Can you tell them how gorgeous JetBlue is?
Oh, I can't even
tell. Does everybody know JetBlue?
Does everybody know JetBlue? I mean, it's a little pricier sometimes.
Sometimes,
but
they've never had a plane crash.
Never had a plane crash. I never hear about that. You never hear about anybody winding up in the Hudson River.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
God, I am so glad we didn't get on that plane that day.
Oh, can you imagine?
We were supposed to be on that plane.
I heard that because we had a transfer flight and it was supposed to go somewhere else.
To Boca.
Can you imagine?
We were
going
to go earlier.
Oh, Lord. Can you imagine? Oh,
well, no, because I like to take off my T-strip heels
when
we're on the flight and I'm barefoot.
And then you would have been
in the water. I would have gotten
in the water with nothing.
I would have gotten pneumonia.
Oh, God. Can you imagine that?
Mm.
Oh, God. I'm surprised they all made it out alive.
Did all of them do make it out alive?
They did. I heard that. And I heard that he got a key to the city. That director or
the
driver. What do you call that? The captain?
Captain
of the flight? Oh, okay.
How gorgeous is he?
Oh, Silver Fox. He reminded me of...
Of the Silver Fox. What's his name there on the...
Oh, God. When we used to go audition...
Andy Cooper.
Oh, God. Remember the...
No. What's his name?
No. Oh, God. Oh, my
Bobby,
God.
Bobby the director.
Oh, God, how can we forget all these years? The Silver Bullet.
Well, I saw him, Bobby, the Silver Bullet. I did see him.
Where?
Well, he was down at, what's it, the Italian place?
Oh,
the steakhouse
God.
Over
Jesus.
On 24th Ave. What is that called?
Tony DiNapoli.
Is that what it is?
Is that what it's called, DiNapoli?
Is that his place?
Oh, I don't know if it's his, but I know that it's the neighborhood hangout over there.
Well, I don't remember. We went there quickly for appetizers.
All right.
Anyway, so here we are in Boca.
Mmm.
Just to get away.
Mmm. And
so
we
nice.
Laid out every day.
Well, and also you had a little bit more incentives to go.
Well, I did. And
I don't know if how much you want to talk about.
Well, your trip got cut short a little bit.
It did. But I want to talk a little bit about why you were down there.
All right. Well.
First of all.
Well, first and foremost, let me talk about Nine Finger Nicky.
Oh, Nine
well,
Finger Nicky.
There was a situation that happened. My husband, Frankie, was cheating on me. And
we were
separated for quite a while.
I remember. That was hard on you.
It was very hard on
Thank
me.
Thank God for Nine Finger Nicky.
And Nine Finger Nicky came along and rescued me. Rescued my heart.
He
and
really
rejuvenated
did.
It.
He did.
Oh, he did.
You were a new woman.
Oh, it was a new woman. for
a few months. And actually, being away from Frankie for so long, you really healed up physically.
I did.
No more bruises.
My skin glowed like never before.
It's true. And I, you know, you've had a lot less accidents in the kitchen.
True.
A lot less slip and falls.
Oh, yeah.
No black eyes.
Hit me in the face.
No more black eyes with Brian Finger Nicky.
None of those going on, really. You know, he keeps out of the kitchen. He does. Well, he did. Oh, God. Well,
so here you are.
Here I was, with Nine Finger Nicky.
This is in the fall, right?
This is in the fall. We were together. We were going to have a marriage. We were engaged to be married. But I was still married, which was kind of a...
It was weird.
It was a weird little situation going on.
It was a little bit different.
But then all of a sudden, Frankie comes back into my life, and I had to
drop Frankie.
My husband, Frankie.
But you were still legally married, too.
Exactly.
God,
and
what
so
a mess.
I had to drop Nine Finger Nicky like a hot potato. And it was terrible. But then...
Wait, can I...
Yeah, please.
I just want to say something quickly, because I want to make sure our people understand out there.
Mm.
This was real emotional for you.
Oh, God, honey.
Here you are with Nine Finger Nicky. You think he's the new love of your life.
Of course.
You become a new woman. Glowing.
Glowing.
No bruises.
Glowing.
And you're about to get married to him.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, your husband comes back.
Husband comes back.
And... is now Frankie Rotolo, your husband, is now back in good terms with the Italian League.
Yes, back in good terms with them. So much so that they re-inducted him and I went to that whole induction ceremony.
And for people who don't know this, that was the day that Nine Finger Nicky...
went missing.
Disappeared.
I know.
It was like unsolved mysteries.
I don't... Well, to this day, we still don't know. Well...
You,
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Okay.
But what happened was...
So then he disappeared.
He disappeared.
Then boom, Thanksgiving.
Boom, Thanksgiving comes.
You couldn't even worry about him anymore.
I couldn't worry. I had a whole thing to put together.
You had to worry about the turkey.
Oh, forget it. And my Tina Marie, my daughter...
Oh, gorgeous.
God. She comes home with a black boyfriend, Jamal. And there's a whole... Oh, my God. A whole hoopla over this. And then on top of that, Christmas comes along. And my son... my best Bubba, my heart
adorable.
And soul.
He's so adorable.
Brings on this whole idea that he's this gang man all of a sudden, and he's with this new boy, Gino. So, on top of all that, I had all these problems during the holidays, on top of my new job, which I was working almost every day.
So, it was good that we got away.
Oh, God, I had to get away.
That's the point, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes,
it's a good thing we got away.
Had to get away.
Had to go to Boca.
Oh, had to go to Boca.
All right, so here we are in Boca.
Here we are in Boca.
Enjoying the sun.
Oh, God, I never felt the sun like that before.
Oh, I was just relaxing, really.
It touched me in spots I'd never thought possible. Oh, God.
I really... appreciated my Christianity laying out on the beach like that. I really did.
You really thank the Lord.
You really do. I mean, try it, peoples.
Oh.
Just go outside and look at the sun, lay out, feel gorgeous.
Mm.
You know, it really makes you appreciate Jesus.
It really does. It really does. And you know what? Especially when it's winter here in New York.
You go
down there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, people.
God, it makes you want to move down there forever.
Well, I have the condo.
Hello. We're going every time.
All right.
But
so,
what can you do?
I had gotten wind. That Nine Finger Nicky was in Miami.
I had heard that possibly he could have been down there. And I know that he had a little spot down there when we canoodled in the beginning, you know? And so... going down there, I told you I wanted to head down to Miami.
Right.
You know, and make a little surprise appearance in case he could have been down there.
Because he'd just gone missing.
He'd gone missing.
And you can't ask Frankie where he's going.
No, and
your
I figured
husband.
Maybe he would have gone away from the Italian League and went down south, you know?
All right.
So, you had gone, and I decided and took it upon myself to go down to Miami
My husband came calling.
Well, here I am,
on the beach, in my one piece with a skirt.
Oh, forget it.
And all of a sudden, here I am, laying out, eating a corn dog and a yogurt.
Oh,
a yogurt ice cream.
Oh, remember that.
And who shows up? Who comes walking down the beach in a full suit?
Oh, Lord.
Elijah, Salmon, and Milikoi.
Oh, my God.
And
I
my
can't
husband.
Believe it. I can't believe it.
Mr. Buffum.
What were they doing?
I
was in total shock.
I said, I am trying to enjoy myself here. I said... What are you doing? I am trying to enjoy myself and relax.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I kind of liked it.
Well, of course.
Mr. Buffum came up and grabbed me by the hands.
Oh, it's very romantic,
It was
actually.
Like the cover of a Harlequin novel.
Oh, God.
He grabbed me, wrapped his lips around my face and said, you're coming home. You've been gone too long.
He even picked you up. I don't know how he did it, but he picked you up and he walked you off the sand.
Off the sand and onto our yacht.
Oh, I couldn't believe
it. And we sailed back to New York City.
I know. And you left me there like a hunk of dirt.
Well, to be honest, I was so taken aback by how Mr. Buffum was being with me. Especially in front of his friend Salmon, Elijah, and Malcoy. I had no idea. I had no idea.
Were they like water gods? I didn't even know where they came from.
Well, I felt like, I don't even know who. I felt like
you
Shirley
were like
Bassey.
I
felt like a dame.
You were. You were like Dame Judi Dench.
I was.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
So here we are. I left you. I had no idea. Well, my pocketbook was on the stand.
Oh, my God.
Thank God you brought it back.
Well, thank you so much for the cash that was in there. God, otherwise I wouldn't have made it through the next week.
All right. So tell me what happened from there, because really we haven't even talked about it.
All right. From there, the money that I had from you, thank God.
Thank God.
I went down to Miami. Oh, God. And so I went to go look up, you know, the friends that I knew that Nine Finger Nicky had down there.
All right.
And he had a friend named Antonio. Oh, God. And so he was a good friend of him, and I knew if anybody knew where he was, it was going to be Antonio.
I remember you talking about him before.
Oh, God, forget it. So I went down there to meet Antonio, and we went out to dinner, you know, had a few cocktails.
Seafood?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You have to.
On the beach and everything down there.
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, God, pregnant. It was almost in Key West.
Oh, God, you have to have it.
You have to have it when you're down there.
You have to.
You have to.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Oh, scallops.
Oh, God.
Shrimps galore. Mm.
Wrapped in the bacon.
Oh, God.
Deep fried. Were they wrapped in the bacon and then deep fried?
Oh, God. And the little apricot preserved dressing thing. Mm. Well, I don't even know what they call it. Consommé or quantimento. I don't even know what they call that. But, you know, you dunk it in
there. Did you have the
there.
Fried clams?
Oh, God. No, we had clams casino.
Those are good.
Those
did you have the escargot?
No, I didn't have that. I don't like putting something in my mouth that, you know, came from, you know how I feel about uncircumcised. That's a whole nother story. When something comes out of something encased, so I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like it.
So here you are.
So here I am. Now I'm in Miami talking to Antonio.
Does Antonio know that you're there to find Nicky?
Well, no. I kind of just dropped by and I said, you know, I was just trying to feed in information. But he did say.
Is he still with Lisa?
You know, I didn't ask, but he treated me really good that night. Oh, God.
He's Italian.
They know how to treat a woman. They really do. They really do, those Italians. Oh, God. Fantastic. And so, you know what happened was I did wind up hinting at him trying to find out information about Nine Finger Nicky. And so here we were talking and chatting and conversating, and he did tell me that Nine Finger Nicky had gone down there.
Really?
Right before he went missing. And he did say he was worried about what was going on.
Okay.
Because he did say that there was a new woman in his life.
Oh, God, he was cheating on you?
I don't know. But apparently there was this new blonde bombshell girl.
A blonde bombshell?
Yeah, that he was seeing.
Okay.
Who apparently had a stint down in Vegas doing some shows. And all this, and she had a beautiful voice, apparently, and, oh my God, and apparently, she was, you know, had been a showgirl at one time.
Okay.
Doing all this.
So she was a little bit older like us?
Yes, around our age, I'm assuming. And, you know, she looked very beautiful, he said. And, you know, they were all hanging out and doing everything together, and apparently, he was in love with her.
Okay.
He was head over heels in love with this girl.
Okay.
And she apparently, you know, she was doing all this new stuff and, like, you know, working out at the, down in Vegas, doing all these new shows.
Okay.
And working out her body and, doing a whole new routine.
Well, now, if she was in Vegas, how did he meet her?
Well, apparently she had problems with her husband and she had these children. Oh, God, they're strained. I don't even know what was going on with that. But apparently, and it was so funny because I don't know when he had the time. So I heard all this information, and it wasn't calculating right to me.
So
I was very upset.
Oh,
I was very upset.
Oh, my God.
You know, and apparently this girl was the love of his life. And I was, like, very hurt by this. What hurts the most is that he was apparently so upset over this whole breakup with this girl that he didn't know what to do. He was almost going to take his life.
What?
Yes. That's what Antonio was telling me. And so then he disappeared. He just disappeared. Well, then apparently the Italian League from New York City started coming down there.
Okay.
And there was a whole mess of stuff going on.
All right.
And he was being questioned and all this and the it. And then that was it. He was gone.
What?
And we don't know what happened.
Did you ask Frankie?
I don't... Well, oh, God, I couldn't. I couldn't ask.
Do you think he knows? Well,
I don't
he has
know.
To know.
He might know.
He has
I,
to know.
I don't know. I don't know. But I can't question, honey. I can't question. Because if I show any inkling that I might be questioning, that's it. I'm done for. But you know what? I can't think about this. I can't think about it anymore. I'm
let
just
it
put
go.
It out of my mind.
Let it go.
Just let it go. I can't. It's too much stress.
Uh-huh.
Too much stress. I have to worry about my family.
You do. You really
I'm worried
do.
About my family that's here and now. Here and now.
You have to.
My Tina Marie and my Joey.
You have to.
And
oh,
now my
God.
Gino. You know.
How is it now? Now Joey and Gino are living with you,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. They're living with me. And
Tina Marie is not.
Tina Marie, well, you know. Oh, God. Frankie had a horrible time with that. Trying to deal with that. Tina
I
Marie
don't
and
it.
Jamal. And so he kicked her out of the house.
Okay.
And I don't agree with it. I really don't.
I remember you called me in tears.
Oh, in tears. Honey.
He kicked her right out of the house.
Oh, my God.
For dating a lovely Afro-American. Which is nothing wrong with
nothing
it.
Wrong
I mean,
with
I wouldn't
it.
Do it.
Nothing
I
wrong
wouldn't
with
do it.
It.
I don't want my kids doing it.
Nothing wrong with
I
it.
Can't have kids.
No, well.
But I wouldn't.
If you did, you wouldn't like it.
Okay.
But all you right. wouldn't be, a pro- you would not shut it away.
All right.
All right? Because you're not going to lose a child over it. And that's what I told
you. Yeah, well, you still talking?
Of course. Oh, you know, we still do everything together. Oh, we do all our, you know, weekly meetings and going to lunch and everything. We get our hair done together. We do the nails together and everything.
Well, I'm
so,
glad.
You know, I just can't get over it.
And Joey?
And Joey's fabulous. You know, we
him and the boyfriend are living
with him and Gino
are
living with me down in the basement. And they're fabulous as always, too.
I love that. Gino. Oh, I love him.
Gino is like a heaven sent.
He really
he's like
is.
The daughter I never had. Well, you know, well, like the son I never had.
Right.
But, you know, oh, God.
I understand.
Well, son-in-law I never
right.
had, almost.
Oh, God. Those kids of yours are
oh,
so good.
Oh, God.
They're such lovers, those
oh,
kids.
Oh, they're so amazing. They're
they
so
really
amazing.
Are.
Wait. Honey, this looks very familiar. What is this?
What's
there? What is this over here?
What?
This bag.
What? Oh, this bag?
Yeah, this isn't this... Isn't this my Tina Marie's?
Wait a minute. Actually, this is Tina Marie's bag.
Okay.
I was gonna give it to you.
Oh.
I was gonna give it to you.
Oh, of course.
To bring back to her. She, apparently it was left at Happy Nails.
Oh.
It must have been you guys were there getting your nails done
oh,
together
I hope
or something.
So. I don't know. We haven't been there in so long. She's been all this time without her bag. It's been 2 weeks.
I mean, it must have been. Had it there.
Give me this bag. Let me see.
It's okay.
What is
you
this?
You shouldn't look through her bag.
Oh, God. Well.
I don't think you should look through her bag, Dawn.
Oh, honey. This is my... Oh, God.
I know,
my
but
daughter.
It's for her privacy.
Well, come on.
Her privacy.
Man. Come on. Huh? Honey. This is some kind of... Oh, my goodness.
What's in there?
I think this is her diary.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, God.
No, you should put that back.
Oh, God, honey.
Put that back.
Oh, no.
You can't read that.
Oh, I can't.
No, don't read that. Put it back.
No, I have to.
No, you can't.
I have to,
don't.
Honey. Oh, well,
please don't.
Things have been so difficult since she's been gone. I you know, I do
she's
feel
fine,
like,
honey.
I do feel like a piece of her has gone out of my life. I don't know what's going on
I
in
know,
her private life. I don't know what she's been doing and what's happening with her. Oh, I have to. Honey.
No, you need to let it go, honey.
Where's the date? I gotta,
no, no,
I gotta
honey,
look.
Listen.
I gotta look. I got it. I have
please.
To. I can't. I,
please.
I, no.
No, don't.
No.
Please don't.
I have to.
Please.
Let's see. What's the date from the last time I... talk to her. I don't even know, honey. I don't even know. Oh, God. Oh. February 12th.
Don't read it.
2009.
No, everything's fine. Don't read it.
Dear diary. I'm desperately needing some new acrylic. Happy Nails off of Steinway has the Valentine's Day special going on. I want to get those red tips with the teddy bear on the ring finger. The teddy bear, of course, symbolizing my love for Jamal. He's my big bubba bear. Last night, for our 4-month, 1 week, and 3-day anniversary, he took me to the Fridays, right in the heart of Times Square. We couldn't see anything because they put us in a back booth, but you do what you do. We then got half off because Jamal put a hair right atop his coleslaw. He is so good with money, just like my father. Frankie Ritali. Well, I don't blame him for kicking me out of the house. I know my mother really put him up to it. Times Square is such a romantic place. If I was homeless, I'd live in Times Square. They've got that free shaman bathroom to pee in. Oh, my God. I have never tried 18 types of toilet paper, and you can tell a difference between the ultra-soft and the double-stitched quilted. I really feel like my ass is thanking me when I use that bathroom. Oh, but I'll never be homeless. Because Jamal's got that great job in the big building in Midtown. I wish I could talk to my mom about Jamal. It is so embarrassing for me since she started working at Aphrodite Construction and Lumber. You know, she can't even type. Thank God for Aunt Anita. She's been my savior. She told me to call her anytime, day or night. You know, she even let Jamal and me stay the night last week. I hope to be just like her. Beautiful, successful. The other day, she even told me I'm like the daughter she never had. And I could call her mom if I wanted. She can't have kids. She's barren. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. Oh, what an honor. I really hope to be totally like Aunt Anita, except for the barren part. Oh, gotta go, diary. Aunt Anita is beeping her custom-made pink interior Cadillac outside. It's time for happy nails.
Love your best Bubba. Tina, Marie, Ritoli. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Bubba, it's nothing.
No.
It's nothing.
I'm taking this. I'm taking this.
All right.
Well, and you tell her that if she wants to see me, since you're so close, that she can find me at my house with her mother lives. All right? And you tell her that. All right? And you know what? You can also tell her I'm taking the gift card from Happy Nails and I'm using it for myself. I'm not getting a manicure. I'm going to get a manicure, a pedi, and a massage. That's it, honey. All right. I can't talk right now.
But you're not...
I gotta go.
You're not mad at me, are you?
I gotta go. That's it.
Don't be mad, Bubba.
You take your muffins with the crusty toffee, and you shove it where the sun don't shine.
Bubba! Oh, okay. Well, thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Anita M. Buffum, the star of Sunday Morning Mimosas, Pearls of Wisdom. Please tune in next week when Sunday Morning Mimosa returns back live. And, all right, well, thank you, dolls, and we'll see you next time. All right, bye-bye.